It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Viking Coaches Show with Coach Waylon Shank and Jordan Fisher is brought to you by The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, the Posey County Co-op, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Expressway Chevrolet, Crane Credit Union, Nix Metals, Moats Construction, Amber Sweet Teas, and B. Stevens Services.
Good evening and welcome in to the North Posey Football Coaches Show live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. I'm Jordan Fisher here with head coach of the North Posey Vikings, Waylon Shank. And coach, thanks again once again for joining me. As you took a little break last week, had a trip to Tell City with the JV team. How was that trip?
It was good. Guys got off to a quick start up there, and our JV's got a tough one tonight, but they're so far 4-0 and haven't given up a point on the season. So playing good football, and hopefully that continues tonight.
Before we kind of dive into what happened this past week against Heritage Hills, I just wanted to touch on that real quick. I feel like that's an important element of your coaching job that you really don't get to talk about too much. You spend so much time with varsity, but you still have to kind of, you know, have the relationship and coaching with these JV kids too and get the chance to go to those games.
Yeah, and I think it's important that those kids get the coaching that they deserve. And you know, we don't treat any of our kids any different. You know, from top to bottom, we try to coach our kids up, and that's something I take a lot of pride in. I think in my 12 years as a head coach, I may have missed two JV games, and I'm not sure that's the right way to do it, but I think those kids put in their time and everything as well, and they get excited when they see, you know, the varsity coaches there supporting them, and I have a lot of fun. You know, Coach Fisher and I go do a lot of games, and we have a lot of fun on the JV sideline. It's, you know, it's relaxing for us. We get to talk to kids, coach up kids, and Friday night's pretty stressful for us, so it's kind of fun to step away from that and call in the plays and just be around the kids.
Well, it's important, too, because sometimes those kids might get their number called later on in the season when they might not be expecting it, whenever you guys need it the most. But this past week, certainly a tough game. I think you knew it was going to be a war going into Lincoln City at Heritage Hills. Ultimately ended up falling 10-0 for your first loss of the season, but I thought that was a very well-played game from both sides. Highly competitive. I thought both defenses really played really, really strong, and that was kind of the story of the whole game.
Yeah, we knew going in, and we told our kids all week that the team that made the fewest mistakes would win the game, and unfortunately that was them on Friday night. But I'm proud of our guys. You know, we went in and played, again, a really good defense, a physical Heritage Hills team on the road in a really hostile environment where they're honoring Coach Clayton, and it's their homecoming, and it could have been an intimidating environment for our kids, and I think our kids kind of answered the bell. And you know, Coach Fisher, I think, put it best. He said, you know, we lost the game, we passed the test, and I think we proved our kids, and you know, our kids proved to themselves that we could compete with anybody on our schedule, and hopefully anybody in that sectional, and we're gonna take positives from it and move on. But you know, we obviously want to win every game, but we didn't leave Heritage Hills discouraged. Our kids know we left some points on the field. The game really could have went either way, and they're a really good football team, and they're gonna make a pretty deep run as well in the tournament.
It comes at a pretty good point of the season too, right there at the midpoint. Now five games in, you got four games left to go in the regular season, then of course you start postseason play. I asked Coach Fisher this last week leading into the game, kind of where he felt like the team was at this point in the season. Where are you feeling as far as where the team is at this point in the season?
You know, we're pretty good right now, but we're not where we need to be, and we're not where we're capable of being. You know, we spent a lot of time today breaking down film and watching film and just, you know, saw a lot of, you know, could have, should have type plays that we didn't make. And the good thing about it is we're really close. You know, there's teams out there right now that are 0-5 thinking, what are we doing? We're 4-1, and we feel like we've played some good football up to this point. But with that being said, we have not played our best football. I think that's still ahead of us, and our kids are still hungry, and they know that. So, you know, we took, the positives from Friday. Our kids were really good today in film session, watched, learned. You know, nobody was discouraged. Nobody was down on anybody. It was just, it was a great opportunity for us to see a really good team last Friday, learn from it, see where we're at, and see where, you know, what we got to really get better on if we want to hit the goals that we've set.
Say, even though the offense didn't get to score any points, I thought they certainly moved the ball pretty well, and you guys had some pretty big opportunities where there was some, I think, mis-execution, but I think some of that, too, was just you have to give credit to Heritage Hills with how they played defensively as well.
Absolutely, and, you know, I told the guys before film today, you know, we got to execute a little bit better. But at the same time, you know, I'll take responsibility for us not scoring points because we weren't aggressive enough. Mm-hmm. I kind of went into the game with a game plan of let's grind it out. Let's see if we can be as physical as they can, because we needed to prove it to ourselves that we could do that. And I think that's the strength of our football team. But at the same time, you know, there were some shot plays that we probably should have taken. We had some one-on-one opportunities that you know, we've got to start trusting in those plays. And then trusting if we don't make those plays, we got a really good defense that's playing right now. And, you know, they're going to get the ball back for us. So, you know, that's something I really took out of for me as the play caller is I got to start, you know, trusting our guys a little bit more, giving them the chance, giving them that opportunity to take some shots. And you know, we got some really good skill players that we haven't used enough. You know, the kids Jackson Graff and Caden Stewart. And, you know, we got a good receiving core when you throw Jed out there with it. We got to get more willing to throw the ball, and we're going to practice that a lot this week. I've already talked to the kids about it. And, you know, we've seen really good glimpses of our passing attack in practice, but we haven't really thrown it out there in the game. So that's something we got to do. It'll make us a lot better going forward. And I'm confident we can get that done.
Well, you kind of touched on it. I think it speaks volumes to your team and how malleable they can be, because so often this season you guys have scored on 2-minute drives or sometimes even less. And your very first drive, while it ended in turnover on downs in Heritage Hills territory, it was very methodical. You were taking your time. You were grinding it out, and you guys were moving the ball pretty well. And I think that kind of play can help translate into the postseason later on when you're going against another team like a modern day, for instance, that you know they're going to control the football as well. And it kind of gives your defense a chance to rest and, you know, put some confidence in your guys' offensive.
Yeah, that's kind of the game plan we had going into the season. You know, we felt like we got a good O-line, we got a good rushing attack. We can play some old-school football, or we can play smash mouth and run it right at people. And I think we've proven to ourselves now that we can do that. We're capable of doing that. And really, Friday night, we shot ourselves in the foot sometimes. You know, that opening drive, we try to run a double handoff, which we've executed all year. We botched the handoff and ended up fumbling and it put us behind the sticks and kind of in the end of that drive. But, yeah, I mean, we put 15 first downs together against a really good defense. You know, we had some negative plays, a couple snaps that went through the quarterback's hands, like I said, the botched double handoff. And then, you know, four plays that really stood out where we didn't execute on a blocking scheme and lost yardage. And we knew that was going to be a struggle if we got behind the sticks. But now that I think we've proven ourselves to be able to run the ball against physical teams and lean on the run, now it's time for us to open this thing up, utilize the play actions we've been working on, quit being so one-dimensional, and utilize the other weapons we got. And I think, you know, the second half of the season, we're going to do a lot more of that. And by doing that, I think that sets us up for a deep tournament run if we can execute the way I know we can.
Absolutely. And I know one thing, too, even though you guys kind of play with a little bit more of a ball control type of mentality, especially in the first half of that game, I thought Liam was really, really good whenever you did ask him to pass. He came up with a big throw to Jackson Graff on fourth down to pick up a first down. I think it was on that first drive. Yep. Ended up picking about 20 yards.
Yeah, and then, you know, going back watching film, I'm kind of beat myself up Saturday morning watching film. It's like, man, they were giving us that all night. And Liam makes that throw 99 of 100 times, you know, in practice. So I got a lot of confidence in him and the relationship he has with his receivers. You know, hindsight 2020, but you got to take advantage of those things. And I didn't do a very good job of that. But, you know, going forward, that's going to be the difference. You know, if we're going to beat the good teams on our schedule, we've got to be willing to take those shots. And we'll do that going forward.
Well, we're going to step away for a quick break. This is the North Posey Football Coaches Show live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. We'll come back after a few minutes, and we'll talk more about week number 5 and look ahead at maybe week number 6 coming forward. Don't go anywhere. Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW.
When you are looking to eat good in Posey County, visit the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. They have it all. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, and full-sized fill-you-up entrees. Open daily at 10:30 and here to serve you until 8 each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Unwind in the month of August. Domestic beers, bottles, cans, and drafts are just $1 Monday through Thursday. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. A small-town restaurant with big community ties.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Expressway Chevrolet Buick GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
At NICS, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. NICS is located in Poseyville, Indiana, and is always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to browse our careers and start your journey with NICS today at nixmetals.com. That's NIXMETALS.com.
When you are looking to eat good in Posey County, visit the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. They have it all. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, and full-sized fill-you-up entrees. Open daily at 10:30 and here to serve you until 8 each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Unwind in the month of August. Domestic beers, bottles, cans, and drafts are just $1 Monday through Thursday. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. A small-town restaurant with big community ties.
Back here for the North Posey Football Coaches Show live on Main Street from the Wheelhouse in Poseyville. Jordan Fisher along with head coach Waylon Shank. And, Coach, we were talking a little bit more about the game against Heritage Hills, number three team in 3A. You talked about how your team has a little bit more confidence now knowing that they passed the test. You didn't win the game, but you passed the test. And I thought one thing, we talked a little bit about the defense, but specifically I thought your linebacking group did a good job handling that very tough run scheme that Heritage Hills has.
Yeah, I thought our D-line and our linebacking corps played pretty well. You know, they're a very talented, explosive offense, as they've shown all year. I think they were averaging over 40 points going into the game. And, you know, Coach Fisher did a great job of keeping, you know, made them one-dimensional. They ran the ball, which is what they want to do. But, you know, you hold that rushing attack. I think they had like 175 yards rushing. And with the dynamic athletes that they had, we only really gave up one big run, and that was in the first half. And you know, those guys just played well. And, they, you know, that's the good thing. And, you know, talking with our staff, you know, this week, we've never, I say never, In the last couple of years, we haven't been able to rely just on that defense. And, you know, that was one thing I told them I need to do a better job of, trusting our D and knowing that, hey, if we take shots on offense and it doesn't work, we got to punt, man, we're going to get the ball back. So our defense is playing really well, and we're giving up less than 10 points a game right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a great thing. It's a great feeling for me as an offensive play caller to know that, hey, you know, we can take some shots knowing that our defense can get stops this year. And they proved that over and over Friday night and kept us in the game and really gave us a chance to go in there in a really tough environment and win the game. And fortunately, we came up short on the offensive side. But, I mean, those guys continue to get better As they get more and more comfortable with the scheme. And sky's the limit for that group. You know, they're fast, they're physical, they're fun to be – they're a bunch of kids that are fun to be around and love football.
Well, I think when we touched on it a little bit, but there's – it's got to be sky-high confidence for them going forward, holding an offense, like you mentioned, averaging – I think it was 44 points per game going into that, and they held them to 10.
Yeah.
And really all 10 of them happened in two drives. In which there were some, again, they talked about some miscues that kind of set them up for that. But, I mean, as the defense side of the ball, you have to be super happy.
Yeah, you know, we only had one breakdown really all night as far as scheme goes. You know, the field goal before half, it was an aggressive play by Jed. When I saw him break, I thought, man, this is picked and he's going the other way. And he just angled a little wrong and he saw the route and he jumped the route and just collided with the receiver. And that's what led to the field goal. So, you know, you can't fault the kid for being aggressive. You know, we don't want to play any other way. So, but again, to hold those guys at 10 points, you know, that's a very talented group of kids, and not just talented, but they're big, they're physical, and man, they got some elite athletes back there running their system. So, yeah, like I said, our kids should be really confident moving forward, knowing that they can shut down any offense.
So, when you guys are watching the film, were there any kind of the unsung heroes, kids that, you know, we don't get a lot of name talk that kind of really stood out to you guys on the film this week?
You know, one kid that I don't think we've talked about much at all is Cade Beaker, who's mm-hmm. came in and kind of won the corner position. And, you know, I'm just thinking back the last season, I think he started since week two at corner, and I don't think he's given up a reception since. He plays a lot of times towards our sideline because we communicate with him throughout the game. But you want to talk about a kid who's came in and this is his first year playing football, and he's physical and you know, he's kind of a freak in the weight room today. We did some back squatting and he was throwing up 500 pounds as a 175-pound athlete. That's pretty impressive. And he just kind of has quietly solidified that corner spot on our defense. And when you got Liam on the other side and Galvin and Graff back there at safety, mm-hmm. you know, we have been able to take away most teams' passing game, and that's allowed our, you know, our interior seven to pin their ears back and go stop a run game. So it's been a really balanced attack. But Cade's a kid that, you know, I know we've just kind of taken him for granted because he hasn't been in the spotlight because he's not giving up much. And, you know, a lot of times a corner, when you hear about him, it's because they've gotten beat or given up receptions. And he's just been a steady guy who's physical, who has came in and really helped solidify that defense.
Well, in fact, not only has he helped solidify the defense, but he's made a play, too, on defense with the defense touchdown
yeah.
against Princeton with the pick six
and
before the half.
He's been really good on special teams as well.
Yeah.
That's really helped us.
Well, and that's another area, too, that Coach Fisher and I talked about last week is how good your guys' special teams units have been. That's credit to the special teams coaching staff as well.
Yeah, Coach Nighting's done an awesome job coming in. And I think the hardest thing to do as a high school special teams coach is get your best players to buy into playing special teams. Because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times the mindset of a teenager is, and that's a playoff. I don't, it's time for me to get a drink. And Coach Nighting has gotten a lot of our starters to buy into wanting to play. And then he's taken those kids who have kind of shown some flashes on scout team in practice, and he's found ways to put them out there with some starters to give them confidence. You know, Cade Mock was one this week. You know, one thing we weren't real sure we wanted to do was kick it deep to Jack Goldsberry.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided second half we kicked it deep, and Caleb Herkey hit a really good high kick. And Cade Mock, who's been a kid who's been standing out for us in the JV level, you know, goes down there and makes a tackle at the 27-yard line and you know, boosts his confidence. So we've got a lot of kids that are contributing, especially on special teams. And, you know, hats off to Coach Nighting for making that happen.
So last thing on the Heritage Hills game before we move on, we'll take another break, and then we'll talk about this upcoming week against Tecumseh. What was one thing that you guys kind of saw on film that you either want to improve or that you really liked from the offensive side of the ball?
I think for us it's just finishing plays. We talked about it all last week is, you know, there can never be a play where everybody's not doing their job. And, you know, a lot of times when plays break down, you hear from the crowd, they're on the O-line. You know, and our offensive line played a pretty good game. But it's you know, the quarterback has a job to do every play. And Liam knows this, and we're on him all the time about carrying out your fakes, because your job is to carry out a fake, so you block the guy who's got to account for you on that fake. And we didn't always do that. Our wing backs didn't always do a very good job blocking. There were some times that, you know, we pulled some guards up through the hole, and we're there, and there's a guy to block, and we kind of freeze up. You know, 80% of the time right now, I think we're executing at a pretty high level, but that's the thing we got to get. I mean, we got to go from being good to being great. And I think those are the little details that changes the game for us. If you know, you got to account for Liam on every play. Mm-hmm. It gives you that extra seam for Gardner or Galvin or somebody to take off. You know, as we're finishing plays and finishing blocks, I think we just take this thing to another level. We're pretty good now, but the potential for us to be really dominant on offense is there. We just got to get there.
Not so much you stressed about playing a team like Heritage Hills, a chance to pass
that,
the test.
That exposes you.
Iron sharpens iron, exactly. Though, and that's where you're going to be trying to going for the rest of the season. So let's step away for another quick break. We'll come back and wrap this up. We'll talk about the game against Tecumseh as well as the second half of the season. Don't go anywhere. The Coaches Show live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville continues right after this break.
North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW are brought to you by Moats Construction. Moats Construction is your locally owned contractor specializing in custom homes and remodeling. Since 1957, Moats Construction has been serving Posey County and the tri-state area. For three generations, Moats Construction has been giving you, the customer, everything you want and more. When it comes to your house, trust Moats Construction, a proud supporter of North Posey Viking Athletics on WPIW. You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County. B. Stevens Services in Cynthiana is Posey County's one-of-a-kind welding and service shop. B. Stevens Services takes pride in all their work, including metal fabrication, mechanical repairs, CNC milling, bending, and cutting, and even on-site field repairs. Do you have worn-out heavy equipment? Then let B. Stevens Services restore it to like-new condition with their portable line boring and automated welding machine used to repair worn-out pins and bushing holes. Issues with hydraulic hoses and fittings? B. Stevens Services can take care of that too. Next time you need welding, fabrication, or repair services, contact B. Stevens Services at 812-622-2039. Fisher Total Maintenance is your total commercial and residential maintenance company servicing the tri-state. Fisher Total Maintenance is experienced and capable of completing any job from a small home repair to total remodels, roofing, and gutters. Whether a pipe has burst, an outlet isn't working, or your AC is broken, you can depend on Fisher Total Maintenance. Find them on Facebook by searching Fisher Total Maintenance or visit them online at fishertotalmaintenance.com. 812-250-1456. Fisher Total Maintenance, servicing Evansville and the surrounding areas. Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
At every turn, you can count on the team at Barton Automotive to keep your vehicle running safely and reliably. Their ASE Certified Master Technicians protect your investment by utilizing the latest advanced diagnostic equipment and offering the highest quality parts, all backed by a nationwide 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. For 15 years, Barton Automotive has served the tri-state area with integrity and treat their customers as friends. Give Barton a call today to schedule your next alignment, tire replacement, brake service, diesel repair, and everything in between.
812-985-3000. If you have an asphalt driveway, you already know the importance of proper care, and so does Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Let them keep up that curb appeal for you and protect your investment while prolonging the life of your driveway or parking lot. Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance can provide the proper repairs to potholes, cracks, and finish off the job with a fresh seal coat to keep everything like new. Trust your local experts and your Posey County neighbor, Alex Smith and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, 812-228-9651.
When you are looking to eat good in Posey County, visit the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. They have it all. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, and full-sized fill-you-up entrees. Open daily at 10:30 and here to serve you until 8 each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Unwind in the month of August. Domestic beers, bottles, cans, and drafts are just $1 Monday through Thursday. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. A small-town restaurant with big community ties.
Back here one final time at the Wheelhouse in Poseyville on Main Street, the North Posey Football Coaches Show. Jordan Fisher alongside me is head coach Waylon Shank, head coach of the North Posey Vikings, and we just got done recapping week 5. Let's take a look ahead to week 6 and really the second half of the season as you kind of hit that midway point. Tecumseh on the deck, or on deck last year, a bit of a tough test up at Tecumseh, but you guys ended up getting the victory. Homecoming this week, though.
Yeah, homecoming for them, I think, this week.
I'm thinking a week ahead already. Homecoming for them this week.
And that's, you know, this is a game I know they're struggling a little bit and they're off to a slow start. But, you know, our guys haven't forgotten last year where they came in on our homecoming last year and beat us. And, you know, we were banged up without Jed and without Jace coming off a pretty emotional win last year with Heritage Hills. But, you know, as a head coach, when you're coming off of a tough game with Heritage Hills and then you go and you're playing a team that's winless right now, you know, trying to find that way to keep your guys motivated. It didn't take much, as, you know, in our meetings today. Our kids are ready for this game because, like I said, they remember what happened last year in our homecoming. So, you know, our guys will be ready. Our kids have taken a really business approach this season of not overlooking anybody. And at the same time, you know, we got exposed a little bit on some things against Heritage Hills that we know we got to get better at and fix. And our guys, I think, will be eager to prove that we've taken that next step. And Friday will be a good opportunity for us to bounce back. So we're looking forward to it.
So I'm sure right after the game, you probably had a talk with your team in general about that performance and how you guys going forward. But after you guys went through film, I'm assuming earlier today at practice, what was kind of the message to the team as you enter these last 4 weeks of the regular season?
It's about us getting better. And we can't wait. You know, you can't wait till sectional to kind of turn it on. It's got to be a week-by-week process, and I feel like we've done that this year. You know, I've said this on this radio show a couple times now that, you know, we have steadily gotten better. And even though the result last week didn't show, you know, we really bumped up in competition, and I think we played better last week than we've played all year, especially on defense. You know, as our guys continue to keep the long-term goals in mind, they understand the process has to play out. We've got to use these 3 weeks of practice the rest of the week to get better, you know, to continue to progress to where we want to be. And, you know, we know we've got a big week 8 showdown with us. If we can take care of business the next 2 weeks, we've got a big week 8 showdown with Southridge, which could potentially be the conference championship game. And you know, no one in this community is ever overlooking Mater Dei. And, you know, Mater Dei is 1-4. They're still ranked higher than us in the polls. They're still going to be a team that is going to be the favorite going into the sectional, as they always are. And for us to be able to put ourselves in position to beat a team like that, we just got to get better every day. And our kids know that, and they've really bought into that.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about the conference standings and kind of where you feel like with their, obviously you sit tied atop with Southridge at 2-0, South Spencer right behind them at 2-1, and then Forest Park, Tell City, Pike Central, Tecumseh after that. But conference championship for the small school division is still within reach, obviously. Mm-hmm. And of course you don't want to look too far ahead for the Southridge game, but how do you keep the kids focused on that week by week basis whenever you know that's going to be looming?
Yeah, they know if we mess up this week or next, that week 8 doesn't mean anything. So our guys know that, and you know, we set goals at the beginning of the year. We let our kids set the goals. You know, goal one was they wanted to win that cup and make sure it stayed at North Posey, and we were able to do that. Their second goal was to win the small school division, and we're undefeated right now in conference play, and you know, that goal is still right there in reach. But we got to take care of business. We got 4 more conference games left, and any slip up is going to cost you the conference. So those guys are motivated to hit that goal. And then their third goal was to go in and win sectional. So, you know, we feel like we're on pace to where we need to be able to achieve goal 2 and 3. But you can't, there's no weeks off, you know, regardless of who you're playing next week or the week after. You know, we got to focus on getting better each and every day ourselves, and I think any coach will tell you that. And the teams that you can get to buy into that are usually the teams that have success. And proud of our kids for doing that and kind of buying into that approach, because I do think they get right back to work on Monday and they know, hey, we've got another opponent. We've got to get better. What do I need to fix from last week? And they've taken pride in that, which has been awesome to see.
One final thing, too, just real quick. Liam's expected to be back this week. I know some people were wondering what happened at during the end of the game whenever he didn't come back in for the final 4 minutes or so of the contest. So, but that's going to be good news for you guys on offense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he got checked out. You know, we kind of sent him off for precaution. We're hoping he didn't have a cracked rib or anything, and everything came back good. He's good spirits. I actually ran into him, you know, talked to him over the weekend, then ran into him yesterday down at the Coons Fest, and he had a big smile on his face because, you know, when you're a senior and you know, you don't think it can be taken away from you. And then, you know, you get that scare of an injury. It's like he got a second lease on life a little bit in football because, you know, halfway through your senior year, you get injured, your career may be over. And so he was pretty upbeat today knowing that we got good news. And he felt good today and really no restrictions at practice or anything. So he's ready to go and just kind of had pulled a nerve, had some muscle spasms going on, and we had to get that checked out, but he's good to go.
Certainly good to know that. And, again, good luck this week. 7 o'clock kickoff will be the start time, Central Time, 6:45 on the pregame show. Myself and Chris Moreland will have the call as the Vikings travel to Tecumseh for a Week 6 battle. Again, North Posey will be 4-1, looking to go 5-1. Tecumseh still searching for their first victory. Thanks, Coach, for joining me here tonight, and we'll talk to you next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for having us, Monday. Guys. Appreciate it.
So that is Head Coach Waylon Schenck. This has been the North Posey Football Coaches Show live from the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville. We'll talk to you on Friday night.
The North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW has been brought to you and hosted by the Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, the Posey County Co-op, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Expressway Chevrolet, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Moats Construction, Amber Sweet Teas, and B. Stevens Services.